raised in New York City, and I lived in Tokyo, Japan for 6 years, from when I was 6 years old to like 13-ish. I became an adult film actress really gradually, actually. I kind of took baby steps straight out of high school. I became a dominatrix. From there, I got into stripping at the Hustler Club in New York City. And then I was on a radio show from there called Bubba the Love Sponge. And it was on Sirius Satellite back then. And there, I met Gina Lynn. And I was like, oh, I want to try. Like, I've always wanted to do porn, but I didn't think I would actually ever do it. Because in New York, it's not like L.A. where, like, everyone knows someone in porn. Like, I didn't know anyone. Even stripping was, like, really risque. So I started out doing, like, girl-girl scenes with Gina, and then gradually, like, other girls. And then I did a boy-girl scene with her husband. And then I moved out to L.A. Proud is such a funny word to use in porn. I almost feel like silly using it. But the thing I'm most proud of in my career, specifically, I'm really proud of the two Insatiable movies I did for Elegant Angel. Overall, I'm proud of the fact that when I got into porn, I told myself, like, okay, I'm not gonna do anything that I don't feel sexy doing. And I'm proud of myself for actually maintaining that and turning down the stuff that I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'll feel sexy doing that. Like, for example, the other day, I got to set and they wanted me to play a sumo wrestler. And I was like, there's no way in the world I'm gonna feel sexy doing that. And I didn't do it. I've enjoyed working with everyone. My favorite part of porn is the variety of people I get to work with. Before I did porn, I was pretty promiscuous. And so I like that variety. And in porn, I get to do that in a safe and controlled way and with people who are tested. And it's fun, and I get to play out all these different fantasies. There is one thing I'm inspired by. It's not a quote, but I always try to think, if my life were a movie and I were the main character, what would I want the main character to do? So I try to live my life according to that. So that inspires me. There's a lot of factors that go into making a great sex scene. I think the most important thing, obviously, is the chemistry between the two performers and the director and everyone on set, really. Because one sour apple and, like, it kind of brings everyone down, I think. Whether it be, like, you know, the guy who takes photos or whoever. So I think it's really important for everyone to stay happy and, like, good energy. I mean, honestly, I really like, this is probably the wrong answer, but I really like reading the reviews. I'm like every morning, oh my god, I totally shouldn't be telling you this, but every morning I'll like go online and see if like anyone's reviewed any of my scenes or my movies. And to me, that's just like, I don't know, I just really like that. Like, it not only does it feel rewarding, but I just like to see what people are saying and like if they have the same thoughts about the scene that I did as me. Like, a lot of times I'll feel like, oh, this scene was so good, and I'll go online and people will be like, yeah, it was not really my taste. And then, I don't know, just like stuff like that is interesting to me. It's awesome. It's like so flattering and so, it feels really rewarding. I think it's funny when people like, a lot of people in the business are like, oh, it's just porn, I don't care about the awards. But, I mean, I totally care. I understand that it's like not as, you know, it's not like the most serious thing in the world, but it feels great to work hard and literally work my ass off all year and then someone recognizes it. I think that's like whether it's porn or anything else, I think it feels great. I don't know what's next for me. I don't know what's coming up this year. I fulfilled so many of my fantasies last year that I don't really know. Like, I haven't figured out, like, there's not like one type of scene that I really want to do next. I'm not like last year I was obsessing over doing a gangbang. Like, it was like every time someone asked me, like, what do you want to do next? I'm like, gangbang. I really want to do a gangbang. I did my first one last year, and then I've done a few since, and I don't know, like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm still enjoying the ride, and I'm definitely not quitting anytime soon. And it's scary to me because, like I said, I've always wanted to do porn, and when I made that final decision to start doing it and start doing like full-on boy-girl sex scenes, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this for a couple years and get it out of my system, and then, you know, I can move on with my life and do something else. And like, now that it's been like 4 years, I'm scared that that moment's never gonna come where I'm like, okay, that was enough, I'm moving on. Like, I don't want to do anything else still. So, I'm getting a little scared that this is never gonna end and I'm just always gonna want to do this. But I guess I'm lucky to be in a position where I can feel like that.